The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Indeed, I have a special program for you, one that kind of grabbed my attention over the last, let's say 2-3 months for crazy reasons. Well, the crazy reasons called all this COVID and variants and so forth, but I'm not going to talk about COVID. I'm going to talk about a symptom process that seems to be grabbing hold of a lot of people, and it's called anxiety and the kind of, you know, a disjointed emotional pathway problem. So we start running lab work on people just to see what we're going to pick up. And what we're finding is that there's a lot of thyroid dysfunction, and some of these are within the margins, and meaning that, yeah, it's there, but maybe it's not until we run inflammatory reactions and we start seeing that there's a problem there. But I'm not going to stick to just what's happening with this viral pattern, its initiation to other organ systems. But what we're going to look at is traumatic injury, if you will, both emotionally, biochemically, and structurally to the thyroid gland. That's that little bow tie that sits at the lower part of your neck, and it has an impact on everything that goes on in your body, everything from your emotional situation where it's not working, you get very anxious, you can get depressed, you can feel like you're out of control or you have no energy whatsoever, your libido goes out the window, your heart starts flipping around, your GI tract doesn't work. I mean, it's really far reaching, but sometimes you don't find it. And why isn't it found when it should be found? Well, unfortunately, so many physicians in many different communities, whether it's allopathic or it's the natural functional medicine community, look at parameters that are set up, and I think that are wrong parameters relative to the functional capacity of any organ system, but we're talking about thyroid. And so what do I mean by that? So if you go to your doc for your annual physical, maybe he's going to run or she's going to run TSH, which is a thyroid stimulating hormone test. And the other thing that they may run is a T4, which is thyroxine. They'll run a free T4 because supposedly that's the one that's available to be able to transport. Well, actually, there's multiple pieces to a thyroid exam, and you have to know all of those to really get a little different look at the puzzle. So when a patient comes into our practice, we suspect a thyroid problem that has to do with neurological problems or other autoimmune conditions, we're going to run TSH, we're going to run free T4 and T3, we're going to run total T4 and T3, we're going to run T3 uptake, we're going to run reverse T3, we're going to run TPOs and thyroid antibodies and a whole bunch of things. The reason we're doing that are those are different pieces that take place in different situations, meaning biochemically, the thyroid produces thyroxine, T4, if you will, that, and the reason it produces it is that the thyroid gland is stimulated by another gland called the pituitary. That releases TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. And then in the presence of iodine, trace minerals, and an amino acid called tyrosine, it produces T4. That's the main hormone. But T4 is not the active hormone. The active hormone is T3, and that's converted into that active hormone from T4 in the liver. So you have to see different types of pathways before you can make any kind of judgment call. The other situation is that there's a linkage, a pathway that you've heard me talk about many times is called HPA, hypothalamus, which is a little piece of the brain, pituitary, which we just talked about, and adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are your fight-flight reactors, and this kind of stimulates the whole pathway. But we're going to talk about today, and the only reason I brought that up is I want you to understand that there's more involved than just the thyroid gland secreting a hormone and your doctor saying, well, it's deficient or it's too much and putting you on medication to try to blunt that. But we need to understand it. But what I want to get into is what happens when the thyroid has been injured either by emotional stress, and those emotional pathways can cause anxiety and depression, or blunt trauma directly to the gland itself, right? So you get into a fight with somebody, or you get hit in the neck, or you fall and smack your neck, or something happens. You know, you're a wrestler and somebody's grabbing your neck. So there's a lot of different things that can show up that way, you know, or we have a biochemical insufficiency or a hyper pathway, meaning there's just too much of things that are going on. So when those things take place and we end up with these symptoms of thyroid dysfunction, it could be and then diagnosed as a primary or secondary hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism, meaning too much or too little, right? We've got to figure out where it's coming from and figure out the next step is what can be done about it. We know that young people who end up with injuries to their neck from playing football or even soccer or lacrosse, getting hit with a stick, sometimes go into what we call a hyperthyroid cascade or rage. And it's a thyroiditis, an inflammatory reaction. Fortunately, in most situations, is calmed down pretty quickly. But when it's not, it can cause long-term problems. If you go into research on, you know, Google or any kind of search engine, get into PubMed. And PubMed is a great information source for all kinds of really good cutting-edge medical information. It's the National Library of Medicine is really where it comes from. And so go in PubMed.com and you're going to find it. But there's some really good articles. One that I was reading the other day, because I had a patient that presented with tremendous anxiety reaction, and it was due to it seemed to be COVID, because the patient was sick with COVID and they're kind of in a long haul situation. And so I was, you know, doing a little research and came up with this thyroid function problem in severely traumatized patients with or without head injury. So that led me to a couple other things, and I started looking at inflammatory reactions, and there were tons of articles in there that really said, hey, we've got a problem here. You know, so many people get worried about thyroid when they put on a little weight, say, well, it must be my thyroid. It's not working the way it's supposed to. Yes, that can happen, but there's a lot of other reasons the thyroid gland is not working. It's not just because it's dysfunctional. There's linkages, there's receptors within the body that thyroid hormone has to go to. And whether it's a child that's, you know, putting on a little bit too much weight, or an adult, yeah, that's possible. But we want to see what the relationship is in that case to other hormones as well. One is ACTH, which is adrenal cortical stimulating hormone. Remember, I just talked about that HP axis. Now, I know I'm getting a little technical, but not really. What I want you to understand here is that this thyroid gland, this master gland in your neck that has so many different connections, can cause all kinds of symptoms that are not necessarily understood in normal context, because you might do a blood test that you fit within the parameters, but in my opinion, those parameters are too egregious. They're way outside of norm. For example, if we're talking about thyroid stimulating hormone, or TSH, the laboratory parameters are about 0.5. Some of them are go to 0.5 or 0.47, and then all the way up to 4.5. Now, that's a huge range. The functional medicine normal for that is 1.75 to about 2.25. So it's a very narrow band. Anything outside of that has to be taken into consideration with the patient's symptom presentation. But that's just the beginning step. All of the parameters are like that. And we have to make sure that we understand that you're not a textbook. And so when you're suffering from an inflammatory reaction of some sort in your body, and this inflammation, as I said many times, blocks the ability for any hormone to transport where it needs to go, it's like a veil that's blocking its reception, then you have to say, what caused it? Where's it coming from? Why is it there? So now we got to go outside the parameter, not just fix the symptom. We have to understand the why behind it. And somebody comes in and I don't feel good, my joints are sore. And, you know, we start looking at them from a couple different perspectives. Take a look at your face, by the way. Go to a mirror right now and look at your eyebrows. If the outer one third of your eyebrows are thin or absent compared to the overall eyebrow, or one side or the other, you can begin then to suspect, it doesn't confirm it, but suspect that there might be a thyroid problem. Take a look at the tongue. Is the tongue, it seems to be too big in the mouth. That also can suggest a thyroid problem. Is the conversation, meaning the way somebody expresses themselves, a slow and very drawn out type of thing, like you want to grab them and pull out whatever they're going to say, the sluggish relationship of the voice, that's another piece. The weight that they can't seem to get off, it doesn't mean that they're really heavy, but it's just like their metabolism. Or they get cold at nighttime. They're always wanting to cover up. Or conversely, they get too hot. So those are all symptoms. Take a look at the elbows. Are they cracked or are they smooth? Are the heels cracked or smooth? Those are all thyroid indicators if they're cracked and kind of dry and so forth. But we don't take those into consideration. The next piece is, why is it there? And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about trauma as it relates to the thyroid gland directly, or the trauma to the other connectors, the brain affecting the pituitary. Are we talking about trauma to the body where now we have an inflammatory reaction? Are we talking about emotional trauma, which we're going to get into in a PTS pattern with thyroid conditions? Yep, PTS can cause it as well. So we have a lot of different pieces that we have to look at. We can end up with libido problems where there's no interest whatsoever and the testosterone levels seem to be okay, which is what drives us sexually, both male and female, by the way. But there's other reasons that that linkage is not working and not doing what it's supposed to be doing. So I'm setting the stage for a conversation with you to really get you to understand that we just went through over almost 2.5 years of hell, as far as I'm concerned, and that we're showing up with all kinds of different symptom presentations and emotional anxiety and sluggishness and the inability to repair may be due to this thyroid gland being affected by the virus itself, perhaps even the vaccines that are out there and the boosters, or that there was trauma of some other sort, but also trauma induced due to emotional maladaptation. And God knows we've had a tremendous amount of emotional maladaptation over a period of the last couple of years. You know, you look around and you see all the problems that come about, and people are still afraid and not going out, and they're heavily masked. And, you know, I said to a patient yesterday, I said, if you are really fearful and that's why you're masking, here's the situation. A mask that will prevent a virus from getting into your body, now listen to what I'm saying to you, would be so egregious that would it stop you from breathing at all. And we'll talk about that when we come back. We're coming up to a break. This is a fascinating subject. It's one that I've looked at for years with patients, particularly when it comes to trauma. But also, what I didn't realize is the impact of emotional trauma that was so significant to the thyroid. And we're going to come back and we're going to touch upon that. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back after these messages.
Dr. Tom Rizzo Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, and we're talking about your thyroid gland, but in a very different way today. You know, so many people run off to the doctors because they think, oh my God, I have a thyroid problem. But the problem with that is that they don't really fingerpoint the problem. They don't identify it properly, and they just throw medication at it, whether it's Synthroid or levothyroxine or things of that nature, to try to get it to upregulate. But here's the situation. If you don't understand why something is taking place, you're trying to control a symptom instead of trying to fix the problem. Why did this come about? Why am I talking about your thyroid? Well, simply because that there's a lot of new evidence over the last 2.5 years of anxiety patterns and depression and so forth that may be due to the thyroid not being able to work at the levels that it should. Some of it's due to an emotional stress reaction with everything that's taking place. Some of it's as a result of an inflammatory reactions or biochemical, either the virus itself or the fact that we've had these vaccines and the boosters and so forth. A lot of evidence that are coming out across the board, kind of substantiating things that I've shared with you over the last couple of years. And the third is trauma, direct injury to the thyroid gland. And it can happen in a lot of different ways. As we said in the first part of the program, you can have, you know, something, by the way, that's too tight. You know, guys, if you're wearing a collar and you're putting your tie on and, you know, you're trying to fit a, you know, a 17 and a half inch neck into a 16 and a half inch collar and you're wearing that all day long, that puts pressure on that thyroid gland. It puts pressure on the circulatory patterns of your neck going to your brain and so forth. Not a good thing. You know, and a lot of us say, well, I don't want to go out, but I'll just move the button, but we never get around to moving the button, but that's direct pressure. Can that cause a problem? Potentially, yes. Does it on an ongoing basis? Not necessarily, but there can be an issue with that. So we have to look at the little things that may be disrupting how our body's working. You know, if we wear something that, you know, is, again, too tight on any level, whether it's a shirt or it's a choker chain or, but then have we been hit? Have we been injured? Do we put pressure on that in any way? Did we play lacrosse when we were a kid and we got sticked in the neck? If we were a wrestler, did we play football? All those things can cause trauma, injury to many parts of the body, but the one area that we forget about sometimes is the thyroid. So that begets a question, can it be fixed? The short answer is, if you can identify the problem, often you can resolve the condition without the use of going in and supplementing to solve the symptomological representation. So, you know, when we talk about trauma, we talk about manual trauma, but how about post-traumatic stress disorders? It's been linked to thyroid dysfunction in a lot of different studies. However, the results that they're seeing in traditional research have been inconsistent. So when you evaluate trauma, emotional trauma, PTSD, as it relates to thyroid dysfunction, there's a large longitudinal cohort of people, particularly in the study was done with women, that says, yeah, maybe, and there's a lot of evidence that says we can't ignore this anymore. How do we deal with it? So when you look at, you know, post-traumatic stress disorders and the incidence of thyroid dysfunction, where do you start? So we look at, you know, this PTSD pattern as it's linked to thyroid, you know, in some studies, you know, but the results, as I said earlier on, are not consistent. So sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not. So what you have to do is you have to realize that it can be there. And you have to rule it out. In my world, with, you know, neuromuscle function testing response, we can find out pretty rapidly whether or not something is emotionally impacted or is biochemically impacted or is physically traumatically impacted. There was a study that they did with nurses across the board, and they're easy to get to. It was 45,000. That was not a small study. And it goes back as far as 2008. But what they found is that there was enough evidence that would suggest that under stress conditions, that hyper and hypothyroidism were something that were more common than the general population. So if that's the case, then we have to figure out how to quiet the reaction of the emotional pathways and the things that are affecting that. So that's my, you know, I get off in these tangents and I start thinking about, you know, what else could be the problem? Where is it coming from? Because if I can figure out where it's coming from, I can understand why it's affecting you neurologically. I can affect why it's showing these certain types of symptoms. And then subsequently, we can work in tandem if we need to with other physicians, but we also can do things in the natural world, neurologically, biochemically, nutraceutically, and so forth, to be able to dampen it down and get you back into a quote-unquote normal situation without having to drug you to death and make things worse. We're coming up to a break. This is a fascinating subject, at least for me, because it answers the question, why so many people end up with goiters and they end up with hypothyroid, hyperthyroid, and PTSD. And, you know, it goes back and forth. It's an exchange. We're going to cover much more of that in the second part of the program. Let me know how I can help you. You can always get a hold of me at drtomrozell.com, and I promise you I'll answer your questions, or rozellcare.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live on WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, and I have a very fascinating program, at least it is for me, one that gets my attention and allows me to kind of dig deeper into the why is that of certain things. And that's, you know, that's my whole presentation mostly when I'm looking at a patient's condition, is why did it happen to begin with? So we're talking about that little bow tie in the middle of your lower part of your neck. It's called your thyroid gland. And, you know, it gets finger pointed a lot for so many different things. And people who put on too much weight, they'll say, well, it's my thyroid and there's nothing I can do about it. Well, there actually is. Or, you know, it's, you know, an indirect, this is why it's happening, it's my thyroid. Well, we know that the thyroid gland, unfortunately, is susceptible to many different things. Trauma, injury, direct blow and challenge to the thyroid gland, biochemical irritation to the thyroid gland, sometimes just the loss of the right nutrients. We said that minimally the thyroid needs iodine, it needs tyrosine, an amino acid, and it needs trace minerals to produce the primary hormone T4, thyroxine. And then that thyroxine has to be converted into free T4, and then that gets transported to the liver, and then the liver converts that into T3, which is your active hormone. But that's just where the story begins, because then we want to know how much of that can actually get in, how much of it actually is blunted, is there, you know, are there inflammatory reactions that are stopping it, and it goes on, and you have things like you know, TPO findings, and you have thyroid antibody findings, and you have T3 uptake. That's actually how much is getting in your system. But unfortunately, either because your physician doesn't know how to look at those pieces, or your insurance company won't pay for the actual testing that should be done, a lot of these things are set aside and never done. So when I do a testing on a patient, I look at them, I said, you know, are we going to do this? Because, you know, we're going to follow the insurance company rules and guidelines, or we're actually going to find out what's wrong with you. So in the world of post-COVID everything, my brain starts thinking about all my patients that start showing up in our clinic, and I walk in and out of treatment rooms, and, you know, they say, you know, should I tell doctor this? And they start talking about these anxiety-related problems, the depression patterns, the symptoms that just don't seem to go away. Well, we know that any hormone in your thyroid, T4, thyroxine, and T3 are hormones that they have to be transported to receptors. Receptors means lock and key, right? You have to get the key into the lock to turn the system on. But sometimes it can't do that. And the reason that can't do it is sometimes the hole where the key goes into the receptor, if you will, is being blocked, or the things that need to grab that key and draw it in, you can almost use it as a magnetic attraction, are not working the way they're supposed to. So now we have to look at, you know, what might be causing that inflammatory reaction. Well, you know, throughout this last couple of years, we talked about all these interleukin inflammatory crazy, you know, barriers, interleukin 6 and 1 and 10 and so forth. And, you know, you can look them up. It's fun reading if you're a crazy person like me. And you want to know why that's there. What's happening that's causing that inflammation now to become a barrier, and all these other symptoms, and sometimes these post-COVID long hauler symptoms are present. So what I've been finding is that a lot of it goes back to thyroid, because we know when the thyroid isn't working. Now, I'm not saying across the board, please don't misunderstand that I'm finger pointing and saying everything that is happening post-COVID has to do with the thyroid. But in many cases, that's an organ system that is not being looked at, and it's not being looked at historically. And what I mean by that, has the patient biochemically been irritated for a long time? Were there injury patterns and trauma? Is there an emotional upset that has been associated with this patient for a long period of time? There was an article, you know, in my research that I was looking at, and it actually came, it was in a arthritic rheumatoid journal, and its association of trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder and the incidence of different things, autoimmune conditions like lupus, and these were in long cohorts of women, a huge study, but it also started linking into inflammatory reactions. Now, why is that there? Now, these were trauma and post-traumatic trauma, both of them, right? So post-traumatic stress disorders and also blunt trauma disorders. So they were looking at symptoms like hypertension. They were looking at symptoms like anxiety. They were looking at, you know, different types of things. It was and then one led to the other as far as articles. And as, like I said, a lot of what I look at is in PubMed. It kind of seemed to be a free flow situation. But what I want you to understand is that you just don't wake up one day with a thyroid problem. There's something else that is triggering it, and we've got to figure out what it is if we're going to be able to help you. Now, you take this little bow tie at the lower part of your neck, this little thyroid gland. This is, you know, and it's it has a lot of input. First of all, it's a ductless gland. That means it squeezes its contents into the bloodstream. But it has nerves. The nerves come from where? It comes from the neck. It comes from the brain. And there's a signaling pattern. And then there's these other hormones that are released from this pituitary gland. And it triggers your thyroid to work. So when we know all of that, we need to go back as far as we can. We need to know if your fight-flight system, your adrenal system is working well. The first part of the program, I talked to you a little bit about something called HPA axis, hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal. And those associations have to be working normally for your thyroid to work the way it's supposed to. So it comes down to, can PTSD, emotional trauma, can regular trauma cause the thyroid to be dysfunctional? And the short answer is there's a lot of evidence that suggests, yes, in fact, that can be problematic. So let's talk about post-traumatic stress disorders when it comes to thyroid, simply because of what we came off to. And actually, this is something that we could sit here and we could talk about forever. There was an article in Psychological Medicine Today, that the article was post-traumatic stress disorders and incidence of thyroid dysfunction in women. And this goes back before COVID. This goes back to 2018. So my brain was, okay, we're seeing all these crazy things now as a result of the last 2.5 years, but was there evidence that it suggested that there were similar types of things before? The difference is that there's a greater incidence now than there was before. So when you go through these articles and they start talking about thyroid function, you know, and its prevalency, you know, is more in women than guys, well, is there really, or is there a is it because women have a tendency to be more emotional in the right side of their brain and so forth? I mean, these are things that go through my head. Or do you get a guy that has more emotional upheaval and they fit the link? I don't know. I'm just throwing thoughts out as I'm going through and trying to evaluate this. But what I did see is that there was a patient of ours that came in, and she's extremely anxious and she's over the top and she's scared to death and she's double masking. And, you know, this is a woman who prior to this, and had been a patient of ours, was never like this. But because of the environmental impact of everything that's out there, the talking heads, the fear pattern that's constant, and, oh my God, don't go out, she began to become suppressed, if you will, emotionally. And subsequently, as a result of that suppression and that agitation and that fear that took place, now you start seeing other pieces of the puzzle. So we start running some testing on her. We ran our interleukin pathways on her, and we start seeing thyroid dysfunction and so forth. And I'm saying, my God, it's feeding on itself. So how did that come about? Here was a woman, she had a few health problems before, but they were very well managed. But now all of a sudden, this takes off. So we started looking at this, and we found that there was a direct anxiety, emotional pattern that began to lead us into the thought process of post-traumatic stress as it relates to our environment, everything that's going on, subsequently increasing her susceptibility and her risk of having a thyroid condition. So how can you fix that if it's a post-traumatic problem? It's an emotional situation. Well, there's ways of making that happen in the natural world, if you will, using different types of flower essences and neurological dampening. What I mean by that, getting the body to go into a more relaxed or healing pattern. If you can do that, you can turn these things around. But we won't get into the details because that's a presentation for about 3 hours. But I just want you to know that there's a lot more that meets the eye and then what we're looking at. We're not looking as well and as closely as we just kind of, you know, shunted off. And that's not okay. So there's, you know, there was another study that I looked at that got my attention, and It was simply PTS in your thyroid gland, and it was in a functional neurology platform. So they were talking about getting to the root of the problem, and what they went on to say is that if you spent any time wondering about your thyroid, you can actually emotionally induce problems, because where your focus goes, your energy goes. And that's kind of interesting commentary, but let's look at that just a little bit and say, okay, if I'm totally fixated on any kind of emotional upset, can it cause body systems to begin to break down? And the short answer is yes. The thyroid's one of them, and the second piece that you need to look at is traumatic events almost always lead to biological and psychological impacts, no matter what they are, correct? I mean, think about that for a second. Any kind of trauma, and we're talking about emotional trauma, we're talking about physical trauma, can cause a disruption in normal signaling and communication. So symptoms of dysfunctional thyroid can add to or increase, if you will, the symptoms of PTS or PTSD, and it also can cause physical symptoms to then come about, and it's a feedback loop, one causing the other. Same thing, if it started from trauma, you have an injury to the body, and now the anxiety patterns or the emotional impact of that trauma now can perpetuate inflammatory reactions, causing a blockage of thyroid hormone and other hormones, by the way. And so what ends up, you end up feeling jittery and you get nervous and you have a little restlessness going on, and that anxiety level, that, oh my God, I'm going to die type of thing starts kicking in. And that's not you. That's not who you are. So, you know, when we start combining symptoms of a thyroid that might be overactive or underactive, and we start seeing a PTS pattern, I just don't feel good situation on an ongoing basis, there's something there that gets your attention. And there's more. And why am I talking about it today? Because there seems to be more of this stuff showing up than at any other time in the 45 years that I've been in practice. Why is that? Is it because people are being injured more? Is it because that, you know, we're living in a world that has more environmental toxicities? The short answer, the first one, is probably not. The second answer is probably yes. And when you realize that there's something else out there, you've got to find out the why behind it so you can understand the physical disruption and the emotional disruptions that are taking place. And everybody's, you know, being put on, you know, anxiety medications, and they're being given this type of drug, and without really understanding what takes place. Sometimes if you fix the inflammatory pathway and you understand the why, the triggering mechanism that may have been trauma years ago, all of a sudden that person doesn't need to have the counseling anymore, or they need just all of a sudden they pull out of it, and the light bulbs go on and life becomes better. Am I saying that's the case in every situation? Of course not. What I'm saying to you is that there's a lot of things that catch my attention right now based on our world and the things that have taken place that weren't here before, because we have the stresses of an environment, right? Everything that we said, oh my God, we got the talking heads. There's so many people that have either had a significant COVID experience, or they've been vaccinated, they've been boosted and so forth. And we're seeing all these end products, meaning these symptom presentations that are similar to and like many other conditions. And we gets back and we do the testing. We say, well, this patient's thyroid hormones are off and they're not quite where they should be. Does that mean that they have a thyroid problem? Maybe. You know, all of a sudden we're seeing a huge rise in Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an inflammatory irritation. So many inflammatory reactions are taking place, causing people from their heart to their thyroid to their intestinal tract and so forth. So we have to look underneath the sheets. It's really important that we ask the question, why is that? And this has got my attention, and I'm going to have more on this as time goes on, because I really want to get into how we can fix this, because you don't need to suffer. You don't need to continue the process of not enjoying your presence in the world and living your life the way you want to live them. We're coming up to a break. This is, I wish I could get into, and I wish I had, you know, a chalkboard, or, you know, back in the day, right, and show you the pathways that are, but I'm going to do that. I'm thinking about actually doing a presentation. We'll be right back after some very important messages. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Don't go away.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard, Mid-Atlantic area. Tell your friends about the program. We try to make it as interesting and sometimes as controversial as I possibly can. Yeah, you know, we kind of, you know, make you say, what did he say? And the one thing that I don't want to be remiss about, and I want to thank and reach out to our men and women in service, because you're reaching out to me. You're sending me questions. I don't know how you find the program when you tell me that you're overseas and so forth, but thank you. And I will do everything I can to support you and all that you do for us, because without you, we wouldn't be us. And I appreciate everything you did, having spent a little time back in the day, but you are the reason that we continued to be present. Again, thank you very much. We're talking about thyroid dysfunction, and if there's anything that I can do to help you, send me a question. I promise I'll answer. All you need to do is go to drtomrozell.com or rozellcare.com. And by the way, those are two interesting websites. Go through them and make it happen. If you'd like to talk to one of the doctors at the Rozell Center for Healing in Fairfax, just to get some one-on-one information, you can call there too, straight up, 703-698-7117. And just tell the receptionist that you'd like to have one of the doctors call you, and they will make that happen. I answer emails very quickly. So, you know, just go to one of those sites, send me a note, and I promise you I'll get back to you as rapidly as I possibly can, generally within a couple of days. We're talking about your thyroid, and it's, again, it's a very interesting, you know, journey, if you will. You know, everybody likes to finger point at the thyroid, but some of the things that we're not realizing until recently, or crazy people like me, is that the thyroid can be associated with injury patterns, both emotional injury, post-traumatic stress types of patterns, and straight blunt force trauma, as well as inflammatory reactions, as well as biochemical irritations and so forth. So if that's true, do you think it's appropriate going to your doctor, and your doctor says, well, you're within the parameters. Well, you're within the laboratory parameters, but you're not a laboratory parameter. You're not a textbook. You need to find out exactly what the deal is. And you have to run a bunch of testing to make sure that you understand it. Where's it coming from? Is your inflammatory reactions causing the problem, but where did they come from? Is it because of exposures? Is it because of biochemistry? Is it because of the injury? Is it because of stress? All of us have had stress over the last few years, and we've handled it differently. Some people, like me, just, you know, kind of kick back and fight back and, you know, do what I have to do to get in other people's face, if you will. But some of us don't. Some of us succumb to the emotional pressures that are out there. I'm the guy that says, prove it to me. show me that what you're saying is accurate. Who gave you the PhD in, nuclear physics, to come up with the statements that you're coming up with? So I would encourage you to take a little different approach in your life, but also remember that if somebody's finger pointing at you right now, meaning, well, it had to be this, or maybe it's going to be this, find out from people who maybe have a little bit of a different answer. We'll help you at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Or simply, if you want some guidance, if you're not in the area, I will refer you to people that I trust out in your area anytime. So, realize that it's not a simple one situation causing everything. There's multiple pieces. So we're talking about trauma, we're talking about emotional trauma and so forth. And remember, every week I'm going to kind of tweak the tiger's tail a little bit and make sure that you think a little differently, that you ask better questions, that you get things done that you deserve to have done. That's why we do the program. And we do it on an ongoing basis, simply for one reason and one reason only. I love you. You deserve the truth. And it's my job to make sure that you have it and that you ask better questions when you talk to your physicians or you call us to see what we can do to help you. I'll see you next week. Have a great day.